I can't believe they're making us come in for a debrief the second we finish docking, complained Deacon, as we made our way with the rest of the crew to the appointed conference room. Over the many years since he started working with me, I'd never heard him complain about having to attend an official meeting. The guy was one of those rare people who actually liked filling out reports and following the rules. Weird, I know, but to each their own. I had a pretty good idea what had my friend so impatient, and decided to have a little fun at his expense. It's okay to admit you just want to meet up with that fancy scientist lady. I get it, believe me. But she's way out of your league. Besides, Mina thinks you hung the moon, or whatever the Anipsian equivalent is. He got that prey in the headlights look in his eyes. Then Deacon blushed of all things. Gray smiled, his amusement coming through the mental link. Both Camilla and Selena were doing their best to keep straight faces and failing miserably. Switch even got in on it, though she hid her laughter behind a cough. The light-hearted atmosphere almost made me forget that the malicious precursor slumbering somewhere in our universe could wake up any time over the next 6 months. In my mind's eye, Noth was dreaming happily of all the ways to slaughter humanity when he got the chance. "That's not it, and you know it," Deacon protested. His indignant expression made me laugh, and I shook off my dark musings as he continued to defend himself. "I'm just a huge fan because Dr. Dressler is a legend. Besides, I would never do that to Mina." Barrick's snicker was just loud enough for everyone to hear. "Sounds to me like the fangirl doth protest too much." The lieutenant had a knack for sliding little digs in out of the blue, which I appreciated. Deacon, on the other hand, was the complete opposite of appreciative and shot us both death glares. "Good one, LT," I said, stifling a laugh. "But in all seriousness, it's better to get this out of the way now so we don't have to worry about it later." Camilla pointed at a hollow sign a few doors down.
"We're almost there. It'll be over before you know it, Deacon. Then you can cozy up with Marianne in a dark lab to your heart's content."
"You too, Cam?"
he demanded, throwing his hands up. She smiled innocently as if to say, "What? What did I do?" That did me in, and I was still laughing when we reached the meeting room. The door opened to reveal nothing but a dark, empty space, which set off immediate alarm bells in my head. The laughter died abruptly as everyone shifted from good mood to ready for action, as if a switch had been thrown. My pistol was already out, the action automatic when potential danger presented itself. I motioned for everyone to go the way we came without taking my eyes off the dark room. After easing a foot back, I started to make my own exit when a whisper of movement came from somewhere in front of me. The lights blazed on without warning, followed by a cacophony of voices yelling, "Surprise!" Shock froze me in place upon seeing a group of smiling people, and I sensed my crew was having a similar reaction. After everything we'd been through, surprises were usually the bad kind. The unexpected sent me into fight mode, and an awkward silence descended on the conference room as my brain went through a series of mental gymnastics to reevaluate the situation. I did have the presence of mind to shove the gun behind my back. The welcome party of about a dozen people exchanged concerned glances. One teenage girl who stood next to Dolores Norman, the chief of Earth's Security and Defense Network, stared at Barrick, but didn't look particularly excited to be there. Her familiar sharp eyes and hard-to-read expression told me this was Barrick's daughter. He told me their relationship could be strained at times. The hard set of her jaw indicated she might be unhappy about his lengthy mission, but I saw a flicker of emotion. Being Barrick's kid, she probably came by the deadpan features naturally. At first, it seemed as though the tense silence would go on the rest of the night. Then Mini Barrick shot forward and arrowed straight for the lieutenant. He blew past me to meet her in the middle. Neither spoke as they hugged, but she held on tightly as if afraid he might disappear.